Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Ashes of Worlds by Kevin J. Anderson, performed by David Colaci. To Rebecca Mesta, not just for this novel, but for all the books in the series and all the novels I've written, you have helped me find my guiding star, not only in my writing, but in my life. The story so far. The Hydrogue War had ended with a devastating final battle at Earth. Adar Zaan sacrificed much of the Ildiran Solar Navy to destroy the deadly war globes. Jess Tamblyn and Cheska Peroni led the Wentals and the Verdani to fight the Hydrogues inside their gas giant planets. The Romer engineer Kato Okaya developed a new weapon to shatter the diamond spheres. Finally, the defeated Hydrogues were bottled up within their gas planets, where they could cause no further harm. The Earth Defense Forces, led by General Lanyon, had already been crippled in a revolt by the Black Robots, and the final battle around Earth smashed many more EDF ships. Syrix and his Black Robots hoped to use their stolen fleet to help the Hydrogues achieve victory, but the tides of battle turned against them, and Syrix and his comrades were forced to run for their lives. The turmoil of the battle gave King Peter and Queen Astara the opportunity to escape the increasingly irrational Chairman Wenceslas. With the aid of Astara's sister, Sarane, Deputy Chairman Kane, and Captain McCammon of the Royal Guard, they slipped away from the Whisper Palace. The teacher, Compi Ox, purged his precious memories to obtain the mental capacity needed to operate a small Hydrogue derelict.